The Girl Next Door sounds like standard high school stuff. Shy boy meets cute girl. But Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan smells something rotten in Happyville.
Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe The Girl Next Door is simply another formulaic teen romantic comedy. Maybe I should admire a plot device that has a stunning former pornography star move in next door to a lucky high school senior. Maybe I should exclaim, what'll they think of next? Maybe, but I can't. What is disturbing and frankly distasteful about The Girl Next Door is how slick and shameless it is. It's eager to blur boundaries, to squeeze as much transgressive material as it can into the bland formula of a high school romance. What's most unsettling is how effectively it paints a benign, sanitized, and exquisitely titillating portrait of the world of pornography.
Okay, get a two-shot. Minions! All right, guys, get closer. Yeah, that's right. Go show me the love. Oh, feel it. Feel it. Nice.
Feel it? Did those girls go to your school?
Actually, no. Mrs. Kidman, the porn stars.
Oh.
The Girl Next Door is rated R, but the intended audience is clearly 16-year-old boys, adept at circumventing the rating system, and that portion of the older male movie-going public that stubbornly refused to grow up. The decision not to try for a softer rating, one of the film's producers said, was a shrewdly commercial one. Quote, if this movie was PG-13, the audience was going to smell a rat, which is just what I'm smelling now. One of the really unnerving things about The Girl Next Door is the way it mainstreams the porn industry, and not just to guys. It tries to appeal to a female audience with its adroit casting of beautiful Alicia Cuthbert, Kiefer Sutherland's daughter on TV's 24. She plays Danielle, a young woman with a past.
I'm all wet. Can I come in?
Hey guys, this is Danielle.
You must be Eli and Klitz.
Cuthbert has a sweet and appealing demeanor, an innocence that makes her look like your standard porn star, the way Macaulay Culkin looks like a professional wrestler. Her persona allows a career in pornography to seem like no more than a kicky, kind of daring next step for veterans of Girls Go Wild. It's a minimally risky way, less painful than tattooing, to make yourself a desirable date. It's how well Cuthbert and co-star Emile Hirsch work together that makes The Girl Next Door kind of sad. Was it really necessary to turn these actors into a seductive, poisoned chalice that we're eager to lift? It seems where money is involved, the answer from Hollywood is always yes.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.